Hello, everyone. I'm Fashawn Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Decision day for the Democrats. The National Committee's Rules Committee is meeting in Washington right now. The committee is trying to decide what to do with the delegates from Florida and Michigan. Both states, you may remember, lost their delegates as punishment for moving up their primaries to January. Afghan officials say 100 suspected Taliban militants have been killed. An Interior Ministry spokesman says Afghan security forces, aided by coalition troops, fought for 2 days to retake an area of Farah province. He says 5 Taliban commanders and 2 Afghan policemen are among the dead. Chinese crews are working around the clock desperately trying to stop another earthquake-related disaster in Sichuan province. A huge lake formed by a landslide is threatening to spill over its banks and flood the hard-hit communities below. Teams are digging a spillway to drain that water. 200,000 people have already been told to evacuate those at-risk areas. That means many victims are being uprooted yet again after first losing their homes in the earthquake. The Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially begin until tomorrow, but you know what? Why wait? The first named tropical storm of the season, Arthur, has formed near the coast of Belize and is already moving inland. Its maximum sustained winds are about 40 miles an hour right now. Arthur is expected to weaken as it moves further inland today. Projections show it moving over the Yucatan Peninsula today, then back over the Gulf before it hits southern Mexico later next week. Getting a plumber to fix your toilet can be costly, as most of us know, but imagine how much it's costing to fix a malfunctioning toilet at the International Space Station. NASA says all systems are go for today's shuttle launch. Among the items Discovery is carrying, a new pump for the space station's toilet, which has been on the fritz lately. Yuck. The shuttle is also loaded with a contribution from Japan to the space station, the Kibo Lab. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。